Hello, dear listeners and friends. Before we go into the show, which I've had to edit quite a lot this week, and I don't like editing, I thought I'd better explain a little bit of the background. Of course, this week is our live link-up, our annual live link-up with JotCon GT, arranged at the far end, that's the American end, by Kirby, who does usually a brilliant job in setting up the room and our contact with celebrities. This was, of course, arranged as per usual for 7 p.m. British time. Somewhere along the line, the clocks changed in America. Kirby did not take that into consideration. So, as far as he was concerned, 7 p.m. in America, in Britain, was in fact 6 p.m. That makes sense. Yeah, you're probably about as confused as I was. Either way, he arranged for all the celebrities to be there for 6 when it should have been 7, and by the time I was able to get all the equipment running, most of them had cleared out of the room. So, unusually, we begin the show with me recording the initial setup, basically, because that's all I've got of any of the celebrities apart from Andrew. I'm afraid I'm going to have to use it. This is not the usual 20 megabyte podcast, maybe in the old days, but there was a few technical issues, but we'll just have to go on with it. Hope you enjoy this show.
Hello. Hello? Hello, hello?
What's going on? Oh, okay. Jesus. You there?
Hello?
What?
I said hello. Hello. I said hello.
You did?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. You can actually hear me. Now, are you live on Facebook?
No.
Well, we have it set up so that people can see you once you go live.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've only just managed to scramble.
So be dressed.
I've only just managed to scramble all my wires together. So I'm not entirely comprehend this. Well, who's actually available then?
Sophie is standing to my left, so
haven't you managed to get her a seat? For goodness sake, Kirby.
Once you go live, on Facebook, Julia will set you up so the audience can see.
Okay.
And so Sophie can see.
Okay.
We've got 2 computers set up.
Wait. Hang on.
So no spitting, no swearing.
Yes. I'll try not to. I can't vouch for everybody else, though, Sophie.
This sounds a lot like what goes on in my head a lot of the time.
I'm a bit of a kerfufflement because somebody contacted me an hour early. Don't know who that might have been. So I haven't really had time.
I've got
no, nobody mentioned this to me until 15 minutes late. Right, hang on. Right, Mary. Add. Right, she should appear momentarily.
Yes.
Mary.
Hello.
Yay.
That's worked a bit better than the previous time.
Hello, Adam and Mary.
Hello, Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Well, actually, no, you said... Did you say you set up some sort of camera link? Does that mean I get to see what's happening at your end then?
No, I mean, it's just my own digital camera, but in about probably a week or so, I'm using the feed, what we're doing right now. I'm going to post it on my YouTube page in about a week or so.
So I'll message
you guys and post it on the Facebook page.
So you have a bit of advantage over me, really?
One thing I have, one difficulty thing with my camera, I can only record like 30-minute segments, so there's times I might miss a few minutes of the podcast, so there's parts may be missing, but you'll get majority of it, at least.
I've just posted this video to the wrong thing again. I was actually on my own timeline. See what I mean?
Well, why do you send your video, Adam?
Delete that now. How embarrassing. Hang on. I'm so embarrassed that all my friends are now going to persecute me for being a Doctor Who fan now. All right.
Julia, go into Facebook, go into 20 megabyte, and then start a live video.
Ah.
And then prop it up over here.
Oh, so we are going to get a live feed.
Here we are, yes. Oh, good grief. I can hear Isabella playing recorder in the other room. Right, so where are we at the moment? We've got two of you. What about Mr. Nunny? Is he... by the way, everybody at the American end, I apologise for this. Not my fault. I was just resting my dinner after it had been pre-arranged to go quite a long way in advance that we do this at 7 p.m, not at 6:28 p.m. as it is at the moment.
Kirby, who's the expert on all of this, is the one who let us down.
Yeah, funny that.
I'm not sure. I sometimes get it backwards.
Oh, some.
It's timey-wimey.
Yes. Hello, Sophie. Hello. I'll probably do a proper hello, Sophie, in podcasting terms when we actually start going. But I'd just like to say a proper hello.
Did I hear the voice of Sophie?
Yes, you did, Mary.
Oh, there they are.
I haven't seen anything yet.
Hey, but they're upside down.
We're in Australia.
Ah. That explains a lot.
It says live video interrupted. This broadcast has been paused. It should resume shortly. Preferably the right way up. And mine says can't go live. Oh, because I've got to go to a Wi-Fi network. How long have you got, Sophie?
Well, I've got to go and have some lunch.
Yes.
So I think about 5-10 minutes.
And we're going to use up all that time trying to straighten out our technical issues.
Can we just start and forget about
Yes, Kirby. We're going to start the show. Now be quiet while I do the intro. Thank you very much. What episode is it again? Oh. Welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 335. I'm Adam, and I'm on the Isle of Wight, with my little buddy, isn't here at the moment. Hopefully she'll turn up after she's finished her dinner. And over at ConGT is Kirby Bartlett-Sloan, who will now introduce everybody else apart from Mary Lang, who I'll introduce in a minute. So, Kirby, over to you.
Tired. And I'm here. We've got Jason, who's making one of his rare appearances on the show.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Jason.
And sitting beside me is Sophie Aldred.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Due to the behind the scenes things you've had to put up with, thank you for persevering with our brilliant timekeeper who actually works for Wikipedia.
Being very patient here.
Are they? Hello, audience.
They kind of have to be, because we have a reputation for mucking up here.
No. Kirby has a reputation for mucking up.
I have a question for Sophie real fast. So do any of your children kind of throw, you see kind of bits of the Ace, you know, if they ever watch Ace on you on TV, on your DVDs, or ever, did they ever show that essence of Ace in your own children as well, I guess, in a sense, you know, personality bits or something like Ace is?
No, not really. I think because they grew up with coming to conventions and so on, but they're their own people, and Ace isn't me either. So right. You know, so like they see a different person at home, I guess.
There was a lot of character development with Ace, wasn't there? Because I particularly liked the Ace that was in Remembrance of the Daleks, because there was a bit of a background to her angst, and you know, this sort of obviously she fancied that rather nasty bloke that was sniffing after her.
Yeah, she kept falling in love with unsuitable men, really, didn't she? There was him, and then there was Captain Sorin in Curse of Fenric. Poor old Ace. She always went for the bad uns.
Yeah, she did. But she grew up quite a lot as well in that time she was in the show.
Yeah, she did. I loved that about it. There was a real kind of story arc for Ace. I was very fortunate in having Andrew Cartmell, who's here with us this weekend, actually, who he really very much kept the kind of reality of the character in the writing. So he would be looking for that in the new writers that he was taking on board. And they really ran with the character of Ace and gave Ace a lot of great stuff to do and say. And you know, it was great.
Excellent. I also enjoyed how, in terms of the big finish, how the different writers had portrayed your character as well. The stuff, especially when they brought in like Bernice Summersville, for example. I just liked the interaction with the seventh with Sylvester yours and Bernice together. The very good stories I've read. And I thought that was very good chemistry with you three and Jenner.
Yeah, that's been very lucky because with each kind of new incarnation of companion. So, for example, with Hex as well, there was that story arc with Philippe Olivier. And then there was Rain, the character played by Beth Chalmers. So with all those three sort of, as it were, companions, Ace has had to adopt a different kind of personality, and it's been another development in her character, so it's great.
This is Mary. I'm in Ohio. I'm north of you.
Hi, Mary. I'm coming to see Ohio in October, aren't I?
I was going to bring that up. I'll be coming to that convention in October, which makes me wonder how much of your year do you dedicate to coming to conventions like this? Do you like set aside a period of time that you'll do all the conventions and then you take a break from it for a while?
It comes in, and if I'm free, I'll have a look and see whether I want to do it and whether it fits in with my schedule. I mean, in this one, unfortunately, I had to come in a day later than the others because I had some work on Thursday, so I just flew in on Friday and then I'm out again on Sunday tomorrow, so it really is a flying visit. But I usually like to make it a bit longer, but for the most part the people will kind of contact my agent or contact me through various means, and I'll just see if it fits into my schedule and if it's something I can do, and I'll come and do it.
Since you're so involved in Big Finish, do we have a release to look forward to in the coming future?
Yes, a few actually. Yeah, we've recorded a couple. One in January, one in February, I think we did. And we're doing another one coming up soon. I was reading it on the plane on the way over, actually. And then I've just been booked to do another one in the summer sometime. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know what the release dates are. It usually takes several months for them to be released. But, I think you'll enjoy them.
So, Kirby, your job is to sneak into her room and find that script so we can get a little ahead of the time.
You fan person. Sophie, I just want to say I bumped into a mutual friend of ours in Newport on the Isle of Wight yesterday, and he wanted to specifically pass on his love and good wishes to you.
Oh, who's that?
Some painter bloke called Alistair Pearson. I don't know if you might have heard of him.
Oh, Alistair, yeah. Alistair, you'll know Alistair, everybody, from the covers that he did on the Target books in the 80s. And a fine artist, and especially I always like to tell everybody about the cover that he did for The Story of Survival, because apparently he painted that, the picture, and then it's got sort of claw marks. I don't know if you remember the one that I'm talking about. It's got like rips down the painting like this, and he actually rip the real painting to get that effect. Unfortunately the original doesn't exist anymore because I don't know, he just kind of chucked it away and didn't think about it because this but I mean, what a shame, because it would be wonderful to have that original ripped canvas.
It's funny you should say about survival and mention that, because at the point he did say that you survived his Facebook cull that he did when he got rid of a load of straggling Facebook friends, and you survived it, so well done on that one.
I'm proud of myself for surviving that one, yeah.
So how's the weekend been for you so far then, Sophie?
Oh, it's really wonderful. Met lots of lovely people, and it's always a hoot being with Fraser and Colin as well. So we've had a great time.
Good.
I don't know. Has everyone had a good time? Yeah.
Now, this is going to be a bit it's going to be a bit of a theme of this show, because I'm going to be asking this question to quite a few people. Now, we have a new doctor, apparently. We don't know who it is yet, but have you got anybody you'd like to see playing the doctor?
Oh, do you know, I don't mind, because they always choose brilliant people. So I'm going to leave it firmly and squarely in their hands. but I
answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, because if you think about it, every doctor has been a winner. And they really know what they're doing. I mean, Chris Chibnall will choose somebody amazing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what is your thoughts so far of Capaldi as the Doctor? What is your thoughts on him?
I love him. I think he's a fabulous actor. I've loved him in things that he's done pre-Doctor Who as well. So, yeah, he's really... what I love about him is that he... kind of brings to the role this kind of older wisdom, but you also see the younger doctors in him as well somehow. He's got this kind of the quirkiness, the eccentricity that they've all had. I love him. He's a great doctor.
Oh, I was waiting for someone else to drop a Kirby. Now, what have you been up to then the last couple of days?
It's been driving me to the mall.
He drives us to madness most of the time.
My driver. I've employed him as my driver. He picked me up from the airport. Yeah, we go together now. We're a package.
Is that why he got a bit distracted and didn't bother checking the time?
Yes, exactly. I've been running around doing today's been less busy than yesterday. Yesterday was just crazy.
Like his own personal, it's like her own personal chauffeur or something like that.
He's my Uber Kirby.
Uber Kirby, oh dear.
But he did, you did the trivia quiz last night, didn't you?
And yesterday afternoon. Yeah. Individual trivia, individual people competing on their own, and then a group trivia.
So I noticed you didn't ask me to do the questions for that then this year.
I use your quiz book still.
Oh, do you? I thought you said it was too hard.
Apparently, the questions were too hard.
Oh.
He had to make it up himself last night. Just so that people could answer the questions.
We'll let you off, Kirby, for your rather implicitly bad timekeeping on this occasion.
Guys, I'm going to have to go because there's some people who missed having a photograph with me yesterday.
Okay.
So thank you very much for having me on the podcast.
You. No, thank you for coming.
It's a real pleasure. And my husband will be coming to the Isle of Wight, Adam.
Yes.
This summer, the Old Gaffers Festival. Have you ever been to the Old Gaffers Festival?
That's in Yarmouth. Yeah, last time we went there, my wife was heavily pregnant with our second daughter. We went to go there the following year, and we had to do a U-turn because she vomited in the car on the way out. So I haven't actually been there since.
Nice.
Good memory.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be doing his street performing there this summer.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so go and check him out.
Are you not going to be with him then?
Well, I might be, but it's my eldest son's GCSE year, so it depends when his exams are.
Okay, well, don't forget, if you did decide to join him, you got me and you got Alistair to meet.
Yeah, while there, fantastic.
So. All right.
Alistair and Adam are old friends.
Very old friends. And we're not going to mention how old, because that would rather, you know.
Well, anyway, it's great to meet you on Skype, and thanks for having me here, guys.
Hopefully we'll have you back again with a bit more time to spend next time. Thank you, Sophie. Yeah.
Bye.
Whatever else you can find. I do apologise, everybody who came onto the Facebook feed to listen to Sophie Aldred. Somebody, I can't remember who it was, didn't quite get the times right, so we've got it's all gone a bit.
Did you warn the people that the video is always behind the audio?
No, I didn't. And also, there should be somebody sat here who's about this tall. This is why I've got this empty space here. I'm normally in the middle of the picture. I'm over the right-hand side of the picture.
Wait until it starts.
Well, to what
starts? Have you started yet? Okay, yeah. We're starting you up.
Oh, Alan T. Butcher's watching. Hello, Alan. It's all gone wrong, Alan. Who do you think's caused that? No, it's not Andy Nunny.
Oh, that would have been a good answer, too.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh,
Adam.
Hello.
Hello.
Andy.
Hello.
You called me, I wasn't expecting you for about 15 minutes.
Everyone's going to keep bothering me.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Andy. I don't know what happened. I mean, I thought we were doing it at 7, didn't you?
That's what I thought, 7 o'clock. I'm actually downstairs the iPad. If you want to start now, give me a minute to sprint upstairs and get on the desktop.
Yeah. Can I ask you not to drink any wine on the way up and back down again, please?
And let me ask the guys at the table that the next time you have a guest, can you put him closer to the camera? Because Sophie was really far away, and all I could see was Jason and Kirby.
Okay, right. Well, folks, give me a minute. I'm going to switch off here. I'm going to sprint upstairs, go to the desktop. Give me a minute, okay, folks?
Yes, you said that, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay, right, see you in a minute.
I can see Kirby and Jason now. Is it quite cold in that room, by the way, Kirby?
No.
You seem to be wearing a scarf.
It's a scarf from our favorite sponsor, Lavarzi.
Yes, very good. Andy Nunny says, Dawn would like to join, so we'll do it on the iPad if that's okay. Please call us. Right, so I didn't realize he'd hung up. Right, I've now got to attempt to get... Yes?
Master?
Yes.
Master?
Yes.
I have someone to talk to us here.
Ooh.
Mary's getting all excited.
Hello there.
Hi. Hello, dear Andrew.
Man of mystery here, Mr. Cardinal.
Right then.
How are you doing?
Andrew, do you know what you've let yourself in for coming on this episode?
Uh-oh.
Well, the thing is, right, now you're a patron of the show, whether you like it or not, because there's a certain hierarchy involved in the 20 Megabyte podcast.
I like it.
But the next level up from patron of the show is, because you've been on so many billion times, it's honorary co-presenter.
Well, that's good. I wonder, is there a way of making this come out so I can hear it on the speakers? Don't worry if there is. No, okay, no problem.
Well, hello. You've got us now as well, so...
Hello, Andy.
You've got the entire Nunny family here, in fact.
Hello, Andy and Dawn and Stormageddon.
Stormageddon's still here. He's sitting there in his high chair looking rather amused at the moment. Not quite sure what's going on.
Right.
A bit like his father.
He's not the only one.
Yeah, so he's like, as Adam will probably tell you, a bit like his father, probably.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah, that's true.
Master?
Yes, yes.
Master? We only have Andrew for a few minutes. He has to get back to his table.
Well, I appreciate having him for the few minutes we have.
He's calling.
So does anybody like to, or would anybody like to ask Andrew a question?
I think it's Andrew Cartmell we've got there, is it? I missed the intro.
Would anybody like to ask Andrew out to dinner? That's what he was going to say.
Unfortunately, Andrew, we've just finished dinner, so you're a bit late now. You had a very nice what did you give us?
That's not asking him a question.
They'll all do.
No,
well, Andrew, you know, if you want to drive a few hundred miles north, I'm in Ohio. You're welcome. You know, I'd love to go out to dinner with you.
Or you can cook her a dinner, Andrew.
I will see you in October because I'm going to a con in Dayton, Ohio.
That's where she is.
That's where I am. Oh my gosh! Yay!
Excellent.
I didn't remember your name being on the guest list, so I'm thrilled.
Oh,
I do realise, Andrew, you have to fight off Paul McGann for Mary's affection.
I tell you what, right?
It sounds like it's going to be a great con.
Yeah, since I know you and Paul McGann so well, yeah, we're going to have to be out to dinner buddies.
Yeah, Mary's got a thing for Paul McGann.
Get me into trouble.
Yeah, Mary's got a thing for Paul McGann, I'm afraid, Andrew. So you might have to sort of...
All the girls do.
Yeah, I think hers is a bit of a bigger thing than most of the other girls do, to be fair.
It's him and David Tennant. I can't work out what the attraction is. Yeah,
me neither.
For some reason.
I've got a message just come up from Alan T. Butcher, everyone. He says, given that Doctor Who is such a quintessentially British show, are you going to ask the Americans why they have become such fans of it?
Butcher, I hate you. Andrew, this is something I made comment a couple of years ago, and I'm never allowed to forget it.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll gloss over that.
Medicine.
We'll gloss over that for a bit, Ad. Andrew.
Nope. I got a question for you.
Oh,
the
good.
Book you released, The Vile Detective. How many countries has it been released at so far?
Well, it's been published in England and America, so all throughout the English-speaking world, those copies are being distributed. But it's also been picked up in the Czech Republic.
Wow.
And they've just issued the Czech language edition. And what's more, they've got the most fantastic poster, and they've done a trailer for it, which they're showing in art cinemas. So you can either Google it, but it might be much easier if you find me on my Facebook page or my Twitter page, because I've got links to it. And it was so amazing. Like, there's a trailer for my book in the cinemas in Czechoslovakia. Sorry, the Czech Republic. Czech Republic, yeah.
No, so when you said that so they'd issued a check, I thought they paid you or something like that, and then I listened to the rest of the sentence. Sorry about that.
The check is in the post.
Yeah.
So you are an international man of mystery then.
Yeah.
So far, that's the first foreign language edition.
Wow.
Well done, Andrew. Well done.
I'd like to get a German edition. That'd be great.
Why specifically German one? That's interesting.
Oh, because they have a vast English language audience there. My friend, ooh, Ben Aronovich, she's done a series of books called The Rivers of London Books.
Yes.
Oh, excellent series.
Fantastic series. And he's selling hugely in Germany. I think that I would go well there too, because we have a similar sense of humor. And speaking of The Rivers of London, Ben and I are writing The Rivers of London comics, which was spun off from that series. Anybody who's interested in the books should check out the comics from Titan. The second graphic novel has just been published, and the third one's in the works.
Well, actually, Andrew, then, okay, slightly aside then, is there any thoughts about taking maybe the Rivers of London series to film or TV? Because, I mean, I've read all the Rivers of London series. They're actually incredible books. I really have enjoyed them.
You know, the Rivers of London series on TV, is that the question?
Yeah, or film, you know, either way. Or even radio, possibly, you know, audio,
the
maybe
books,
BBC or BBC Radio.
Well, it's funny you should say that. There was discussions about an audio edition last year. We're waiting to hear about that. And there has been a script written for the TV show. It's been optioned, and we are waiting to see if it gets greenlit.
Oh, well, that's good, then.
On Google, I think you can find there's a music video. There's a black actor whose name I can never remember.
Is it Doc Brown?
That's the one, yes. And it's a music video about Rivers of London. They've got the wear lights and things like that.
It's
a
rap.
I just wonder is that something you might find... Sorry, I didn't catch it, Andrew. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, carry on.
Sorry, Andrew, I've seen that video, and I wonder, you know, is that something you might be following up with, you know, with those people about maybe taking it forward to some sort of video presentation?
That guy, Doc Brown, is actually a friend of Ben's family. So it's an officially approved, semi-official music release.
Is your book script doctor written in any other languages?
It's not even written in English, from what I can tell.
Debbie sent a Facebook message saying that Tom's been called out by his mom for a family crisis, so she may not be on.
What? Oh, I didn't get that. Sorry, Mary. She said...
message to the group.
Did she say something to the group? Tom's been called out by his... Blah, blah, blah. Oh, for goodness sake. See, so this is all things that go wrong in the middle of the world of podcasting. Oh, I might as well move to the middle of the picture.
No Debbie.
No. So, Andrew.
Yes.
You're still there. Good, right. We're very lucky that we happen to do all these live link-ups with shows that conventions that you're actually going to. I always find it quite difficult when I'm doing interviews about the things I do, being asked the same question, having to give the same answer. Is that something that is, you know, do you get bored of giving the same answers to questions?
Not at all. I do worry that the audience might get bored. So I often preface my reply by... I've heard the same answer before, but sometimes the answer is so perfect that I'm not there.
Yeah, we're having problems again with the bandwidth at the moment. Ashley Hughes
There's
has
no point
joined.
Just, you know, mixing, you know.
Yeah, it's I don't know why.
I left the room 5 minutes ago.
Did you?
That's funny. You're still there in the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, could I ask a question, please? Are you going to have to go ahead? Honestly, you know, when WHO was cancelled in 1989, I believe you had plans with J&T.
Last question, thanks, guys.
Sorry, carry on. Carry on, Andy.
Sorry, I'm blocking it, yeah. Okay.
Did you do what?
Right. Obviously, in 1989, when the show was cancelled, I guess you and J&T had plans to move it forward.
Yeah.
I know some of these...
Yes.
What would you have liked to have seen WHO turn into, and would it have looked anything like it looks like now? Does that make sense?
I would love to... Love if it had looked like that, but I never dreamt that they would give us the resources. No. Anybody who's interested in seeing what the kind of thing we might have gone on to do should check out the Missing Adventures from Big Finish, because that we did. I did four of those for them. I script edited all of them and I wrote through them myself. So do check those out, guys, if you're interested. And I can't complain with the way the show turned out, though. The way that it is these days, I think it's tremendous.
Who do you think should be the new Doctor?
I've got somebody in mind. I think he would be perfect, but I'm keeping it under my
head. Oh.
When I'm the producer, I can hire him myself.
Interesting you say he there.
Guys, thank you very much.
Andrew's got to go.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
See you at the next one. Bye.
Thanks, mate.
Bye.
That's our new honorary co-presenter of the show. That's Andrew Cartmell, everyone. Right, do we have audience members?
We have audience members until we get some other guests, so
okay.
I guess we can talk to audience members, and Jason can also turn the video so people can see them.
Ashley Hughes says, can you guys wish Hadley a happy birthday for Tuesday? Happy birthday,
happy
Hadley!
Happy birthday to you! All right, unless you don't join in then.
He said wish him happy birthday, not sing it.
Well, why not sing it, for goodness sake? Happy birthday, Ashley.
Hadley, even. Yes, thank you for that. So there was a message that was up on the screen previous to that, which has now disappeared, and I can't read it, so I apologise for that.
If we're now talking to the audience...
Yeah, I wanted to ask some members of the audience... Yeah, thank you. I wanted to ask some members of the audience who they think the next Doctor should be.
I was going to ask something similar, but I was going to say, should it be an American?
No! Be quiet!
No.
America's got loads of...
They're talking to the audience to find out who will come on.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think the reason why I don't think it should be an American is because America has loads of iconic shows in which American actors play the lead role. So that's basically the reason why.
Right. And Doctor Who is a British show. Hmm. It would ruin it.
Could it be an American actor playing as a Brit?
Rene Zellweger?
That'd be a turnabout. There's a lot of Brits out there acting in American shows as Americans.
It's the other way around then. So could we have an American actor playing the lead role, but playing it as... Well, actually, he's not a Brit because the Doctor, he's actually Gallifreyan. But could we have an American actor in the lead role, but with the British or English, you know, because we've had Scottish accents before... Maybe a Welsh.
Essentially, we could, but I'd rather they did because, the fact that America has a lot of iconic shows with America. Yes?
Master?
Yes.
Master?
Yes.
Master? I have a question for the audience. Can any of you understand Andy?
I hate you, Kirby.
What was that, Andy?
I was being very rude to you, Kirby. I love you, really.
It took Kirby and I a while to get used to him.
Kirby, I will take you to a cricket match one day and you will suffer.
As long as I think we talk about cricket, football, and go to some pubs, I think we should be all understand what Andy has to say right there.
He doesn't like football. He's a rugby man.
And then, of course, we can talk a little bit Doctor Who as well.
Yeah, we're not talking about rugby at the moment, though, Adam.
No, we're not. No, we're going to try and talk about Doctor Who on a Doctor Who podcast. It's rather a novel thing to try and do. Right, yes, my question was... Do you have anybody in mind to play the new Doctor, everybody? So please try and find somebody who'd want to answer that question.
I'm Kaylee, and I think the next actor should be Eddie Redmayne.
What a choice!
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Can you say that?
Eddie Redmayne.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Excellent. Yes. Very good actor.
That's
yes.
who Isabella wants to play. That's my daughter, by the way. That's who Isabella wants to play. But I don't think it's going to happen, but I would be absolutely thrilled. Yes? Who's next?
Matthew, really? Even for one episode, maybe the Children's in Need episode, what about Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne makes me look like a sensible, well-balanced individual. Yeah. That says a lot.
Comes from the same part of the world as you as well, Andy.
Indeed, you're quite right. I'm doing
so nobody well. be able to understand what he's saying.
Survivors with him as the doctor. They imagined that idea.
Episode of what?
Old British radio program called Skyvers.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Anybody else?
Anyone else? Of our gigantic audience? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people who don't need to be in here.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's more listeners than we normally get, so it's good.
We also have Jason's girlfriend Dana, and we've got Julia.
Well, ask Kirby. Them.
Kirby, Dawn yes. reckons Idris Elba.
Do you mean Idris Elba?
I did not understand.
He said Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. I would love to see that.
Yes, I don't think that'll happen either, but yes. I agree.
Of course, that would press a few buttons, because obviously a black doctor, we're moving slightly sideways.
Well, Patterson Joseph has always been a name that has been...
He has, yes. But I think Idris Elba is a bigger name. But I don't think that's going to happen either way.
Yeah, I don't think any big name is going to be it next.
I'm probably going to mispronounce his name, but I was thinking just to be off the wall was Richard Ayoade. The one that played Moss from the It Crowd.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, I've heard him mentioned in the past. Yeah, he's got a rather big sort of matted fro, hasn't he, and a pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be. He's weird enough to play the part, isn't he?
I think the trouble is, though, that BBC are going to go for a safe option, and they're going to go for almost like another David Tennant. So a white male, aging 35 and 40, who you all have heard of, but it's not a big name. It's a safe option.
Well, Chris Marshall was the one I was supposed to poke about the other week. Yes?
Master, I think... Oh. Someone's talking.
Yeah.
Dawn was saying David Morrissey.
Yeah?
I think they've now established that whoever it is going to be someone who we've seen in the show.
Oh, right, yeah. So that counts out Eddie Redmayne. And it counts out Chris Marshall, as I've already mentioned him.
They're not going to pick anybody really famous. They're going to pick someone who's not well known.
Hmm. Someone who's been in the show. How about someone like Sir Ian McKellen?
Sir Ian McKellen, right? Sure.
Gary Jackman.
Michael Sheen or Martin Sheen? Was it Michael Sheen, the Welsh actor who played the voice of? Yeah. How about him? He'd be pretty good,
big
wouldn't
cloth.
He? Yeah.
Actually, I've actually found out recently. Dawn and I are big Shakespeare fans. There's one of our regular actors in the Guildford Shakespeare Company, a guy called Chris Porter, was the voice in the Beast Below. He played the voice of, you know, those things that span round. Can't think what they're called.
Things that spin round.
He was the voice.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. Those faces that spin round. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yes, he was. And he was their voice.
Timothy Dalton. So
I personally know someone in Doctor Who.
Yes.
Master,
yes.
Master, we have another audience member.
Daryl Kirby here. Could try Ian Grufford.
The Welsh guy.
Well enough known, but, you know, face.
Is he not the one that was in the movie? What was that one?
Ian Grufford, what was he?
Bryan Cranston.
Who? It was in Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, that's right, yes. He'd be good, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that'll happen either.
Not Love Actually. It's one of those films. It's one of those. It wasn't a Julie Roberts film. He was in that, wasn't he?
Who was?
Young Grufford.
Yeah, and he was in Titanic originally. He played a bit part in Titanic.
He was in Titanic, but he was in the one where it was the.
Yeah, anyway. He played.
Yeah, he likes Fantastic Four. He's the best known for, I think. But I don't think that'll happen. If Kirby says they've already been in Doctor Who. Oh, how about the one, Matey, who played Spider-Man? He was in Doctor Who before. Maybe he'll come back and play the Doctor.
Well, Andrew...
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield, yeah. Man, he's not going to be.
You told me somebody was in Doctor Who previously. There we go, Andrew Garfield. Ideal for the Doctor. All right, maybe not.
Yeah, it's ideal, but no, he's not going to be in it.
Folks, are we ruling out a female Doctor? Do we think it's not going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen on this occasion.
Master? Yeah, this
time. Yes?
Master?
What if they had Claire Oswald?
I think Mary would never not watch the show again if they did that. But I don't mind. I think Jenna Coleman's gorgeous.
I thought she was busy being...
She's busy being Queen Victoria, yes. Yeah. They're filming a new series soon.
Yes.
On the Isle of Wight.
That's right,
she's already been the Doctor.
Oh, very good, Mary.
Yeah, she's already been the Doctor.
Danny Dyer. Yeah, thank you, Adam. Yeah, that says it all.
I know, that was the first suggestion, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, it's... I think the point, it, as we said earlier, it was someone we all know, it will not be a massive name, and it will be someone 35 to 40, and it will be like... You know, as we had with David Tennant came along, everyone knew David Tennant, but he wasn't a massive name.
I think he'll be a bit younger than 35. I think they'll go back down the youth route. And like you say, it'll be a case of we'll be slapping ourselves on the forehead thinking, oh, why didn't we think of that?
I was just off the top of my head. I was just thinking about they threw something like a female doctor. I was thinking about that. I don't know if she's alive or dead. I can't remember. In the last Christmas, I thought a couple of those, one lady could have been a potential... companion, I thought she I can't think of her name right now, but I just thought off the top of my head that she would be one as a potential doctor if someone's that, you know, had seen before.
Last Christmas, which is that one?
The one that had Santa Claus in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one with Chris, Santa yeah. Claus, and it had Michael Shouten was in it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one girl that was kind of potential, or did she die?
I can't remember. Probably died. They all
seem to. It doesn't matter if the character died. Well, we get two people pull their phones out to look it up. So
that's what we like to see. Yes.
Yeah, you've definitely got a room of Doctor Who fans there. Then.
And if this
research,
we need to think about it. All the way through, Doctor has never been someone who is really an A-star Hollywood top
except
star.
For Capaldi, which one of these people? Here, let me see. Let me read it. Faye Marseille, Natalie something, Marine something.
Marine Michael something. Trouton. We've all got the same surname there, Kirby.
well, it's just showing part. Marine Beetle, Baby. Oops.
I think that...
How about Nick Frost?
Yeah, I did think that. And then I thought of the bloke that plays Scotty in Star Trek. Perhaps he, because he's been in the show before as well. So, yeah. I'd love to get it right. You know, I'd love to come up with a name and it's right. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Like it was when Peter Capaldi was
there. He's trying to tell me to load the app.
Okay, I've got something we can talk about, Kirby. Kirby.
Can I ask you something, Adam?
What?
Right, we've seen the teasers with the Mondasian.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Andy. Well done.
Hey, Adam, you and I are just so in tune. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the Mondasian Cybermen have appeared in trailers. Hey, how exciting is that?
That is really wacky, that is.
They've all gone... They don't obviously find it as exciting as me and you.
So American guests... I guess, how many of you have actually seen the original Cybermen?
Yeah, in the 10th Planet, I think is what he's referring to.
Well, no, before that, and, you know,
I finally understood the word you were saying. You're saying Cybermen.
What do you think he was saying?
Kirby, how long have you known me for?
Mondasian Cybermen in new series of Doctor Who. That's essentially what we're trying to talk about.
But Andy's speech needs subtitles.
I hate you, Kirby. I really hate you sometimes. So,
Mondasian. Nice one. Was that Stormageddon?
Was that Stormy?
Oh, Stormy. He's playing. He's drinking his milk. He's playing with his little things where you. It's an abacus thing he's playing with.
But we just heard him laugh.
Yeah, oh, we just heard him laugh.
Laugh it dead off. He loves you, Kirby.
Well, yesterday.
Yes, what about the Mondasian?
Yeah, we'll talk about. I'll talk about yesterday in the future. Carry on, Mondasian Cybermen.
Well, I've got a theory. Since we saw not only the Mondasian Cybermen,
that's the new Doctor.
We've seen a glimpse of Movellans.
Yeah.
We've got Ice Warriors coming back.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that we're not going to see complete long scenes with these new
I think they're going to be again.
I'm betting that they're going to be like five seconds of
Kirby, go share
five
again.
Seconds of another.
Yeah, you're breaking up a bit there.
I can't help.
No, you can't. So it's difficult. I don't know if you're obviously trying to answer what you're trying to guess about the story when we can't understand what you're saying. But are you trying to say that perhaps these creatures are perhaps going to be part of a story arc that we're going to see all these original black and white baddies?
Maybe they're all going to be in one story. You know, one story about the Doctor going into his past.
Yeah, but
it's a flashback, yes.
Yeah, but the thing is that they said that they've only just started filming the Mondasian Cybermen quite recently. So maybe you're right, but...
So the question I was asking to the American audience is, have you actually seen the Tenth Planet? Do you actually know who the Mondasian Cybermen are?
Yeah.
The original Ice Warriors? Does it mean anything to you or not?
He's talking about the audience, Kirby.
Everyone here knows who the Mondasian Cybermen are.
Yeah.
And did I tell you about the girl who came up and was on the microphone a few minutes ago? She's 14. They drove down here from Michigan. And she is an expert on Classic Who.
Good for her. Get her on the show. Tell her to get a Skype ID. We'll have her on the show. Bye, Andy.
Gotta fix her up with Matthew.
Oh, thank you.
I'm only joking.
Yeah, we can have you on the show at some time.
That'd be good. Right. Yeah, we need a new Alicia. Bear in mind, Alicia started on the show when she was 12, so that'd be ideal, wouldn't it? We haven't got enough teenagers on the show. Isabella's still about 3 years away from being a teenager. So yeah, thank you. Is that Stormageddon again?
Oh, Stormy, yes.
That's his first utterings on the show.
Wait for him as well.
That's his first utterings.
I got the young girl here, and it's like supposedly, like Kirby says, an expert in Classic Who.
Yep.
So I'm going to ask her a couple of questions. So, let's do about Doctors 1 through 7. Which one is the ones you've seen is you think you liked so far the most of all the first 7 Doctors?
Probably 4, I would say.
4.
That's a very four is the most popular, I'd say most Americans, I would say, pick Tom Baker. I think, because I mean, I remember growing up watching Tom Baker as a kid myself, so on PBS and stuff like that. But then again, I was so young, I didn't really understand what was going on. Just my older brother was watching, and I was like, okay, I'll just watch it with him and stuff like that. Because I remember seeing 4 through 7 growing up as a kid. So I remember bits and pieces of it very well, but not as well as it is. Particular classic storylines, classic stories you remember that you like that you've seen so far?
Probably, I think it's called The Revenge of the Cybermen.
That's a Tom Baker story.
No, the Fifth Doctor. Fourth Doctor. Fourth Doctor.
So what's the name of our new co-presenter with the fez on?
It's been a while since I've seen that one. I think I've seen that one, but so long ago. What about some of the, because I know like a lot of people, I'm not a big fan of black and white stuff, but do you enjoy watching the first two Doctor stuff that was in black and white?
Yeah, I actually do really like that. Really good.
You ever feel like the pacing is a bit, most television is very... pretty fast and everything. Do you think it's the pacing was a lot slower. Did the pacing never bother you, ever lose your attention or anything like that?
No, not really.
What about the reconstructions? Did you work your way through all of those?
I'm
Do you know what reconstructions are? Do you only see still pictures?
Yeah, I've seen some of those before.
So Kirby,
have you seen all of them?
I don't think so.
No, no. That's quite a challenge.
You.
Any particular first Doctor stories you like?
Probably the first one. That was favorite.
What about the Dalek one?
You mean the first episode? Because the caveman, the caveman, and boring.
If you say so. Kirby.
What about second Doctor story?
Master?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Our new co-presenter, the young lady with the fez, hasn't been introduced. It's just been called out as a lady from the audience. So, would you kindly introduce her?
Yes, she introduced herself earlier.
That might have dropped out because we're having a bit of dropping. Hello, Kaylee. It's just bits are dropping out. We're not getting everything. That's what I'm saying.
Kaylee, how do you find watching Doctor Who in black and white then when you're watching the first and second Doctor? Is that strange, the fact you're so used to colour and widescreen, and now it's like narrow screen, black and white?
No, it's not really that strange to me. I've watched a lot of black and white television pretty much, so.
What other series do you watch then, please, Kaylee?
Like TV series?
Yeah,
like Twilight Zone, things like that. Do you watch things like that?
Well, I like Sherlock. That's my favorite. That's one of my other favorite series too.
Is it the Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, that Sherlock.
Okay.
I like the old ones also though.
You like the
what, sorry, Kaylee? The
old ones. Oh, okay. Basil. What, do you watch old Sherlock Holmes from before Benedict Cumberbatch? Is that what you mean, Kaylee?
Yeah, I like the old ones and the new ones, though.
Yeah.
All right,
hey. It's Jeremy Bratt's...
Basil Rathbone, yes,
Basil Rathbone.
Yeah. What other British TV series do you like, then, Kaylee?
I like Star Trek also.
That's not a British show, though.
The
mate.
Original and...
Yeah, American series. So which series? The original, the new Next Generation, Deep Space Nine?
I like the original and the Next Generation the best.
Yeah, you can't really... What about Voyager? I liked Voyager. That was good.
That one's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And how about Enterprise?
That's not too bad. I got bored of it, though.
That one's okay.
Yeah. So, Kaylee, what are you hoping for with the new series, what we're going to get to see with this one?
Get to hope to see. Yeah. Probably, I don't know, I would like to see more of the Daleks.
I think you're going to see more Daleks. I think that's certain.
I don't know. That's pretty much it, I would say.
You just like the Daleks. Yeah, we got to see more Daleks. I think you're right there.
Of the new Who series, which was your favorite Doctor?
10.
Okay. That's a good choice.
I can tell you who's Mary's is. Number 8.
Yes, we know that. Yeah. Kaylee, have you listened to any Big Finish at all?
No.
Okay, well, that kills that conversation.
Kaylee, who have you most enjoyed meeting at this convention?
Probably Fraser Hines. I really liked meeting him. It was pretty exciting to me.
Oh, brilliant.
Was he wearing a kilt?
No.
All right.
Okay, not that
exciting. He met a few years ago, and he was wearing a kilt. And then we had a long chat about football, because he's a big football fan. Okay, folks, can I ask a question? I asked it a few years ago, and we've got two left in the audience. So, okay, American people.
You're not going to ask that question again.
No, okay, let's ask it seriously now. I'm not drunk. I'm not spaced out on meds.
Are you sure?
Zappy's going to drop my bottle of beer. But why do you Americans love an American, a British TV series? What is
An American British TV series?
No. Why do you Americans love a British TV series? What's about it that sells it to you?
There's no one there to answer the question.
That's a different question.
Matthew Ruley here.
Got it.
I think I like it because it's different from most sci-fi. It's very action-oriented. I mean, Battlestar Galactica, they're fighting all the time. Star Trek, yeah, you have the science aspect, but when it comes down to it, they will engage in a fight. But Doctor Who, he has the tendency, he doesn't look for a fight. He actually, one of the first episodes I ever saw was Genesis of the Daleks. And he's got two wires. He puts them together. No more Daleks, ever.
Oh, that's Genesis of the
Daleks. He actually contemplates whether to do that or not.
It's a classic story. And what it talks about is, you know, is an amazing concept. It's that you've got someone there facing, I could do this and destroy a whole race.
Repeat it, Papa Paul.
Sorry,
I don't think we understood you. We did not understand you.
Just smacked the iPad. I think I lost you all completely. What you had there was that's one of the classic points of the series. I mean, Genesis of Daleks is one of the most amazing, it's one of the brilliant stories ever. And what there the Doctor's face was the fact you could do something there, destroy a whole species, a whole race. Can you do that? You know, what the guy there just said was, you know, that really does hit home. It's one of the hardest hitting points for a TV show. And this is a children's TV series, as was, making a point like that. How good is that? I think it shows how well made this series is.
And even the new series hasn't lost that same aspect. I mean, there was the episode of The Doctor's Daughter where the general on one side is basically tells the doctor that he's planning on committing genocide. And the doctor says that if he looks up genocide in the dictionary, I believe it was that he'd see his picture and say, ain't no way. No way are you going to do that. I'm trying to remember this quote.
Yeah.
But he was not going to let the opposing general commit genocide in a war.
No, it's good.
It's interesting there, what you said. You've gone back to a classic series rather than a New Who series. And that's what, 1975, you know, 42 years ago, which Americans might have seen not that long ago. But it's very interesting the fact you picked up something from classic Who, but from a very long time ago in classic Who. I think it just shows how stable the TV series is and how, you know, something that's, you know, watched so long ago is so relevant and so prevalent to us.
Quite agree.
Thank you. I do make sense sometimes, Adam.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you too.
Keep you away from that wine bottle.
I've got a storm again at the moment trying to deal with him.
Alan T. Butcher says, I've seen a US Dirk Gently groundbreaking stuff, a real new narrative form of TV. And he also said, Adam is right to show it is not usually as slick as this. Thanks, Alan. By the way, everybody, Andy said he had to disappear for a few moments. So.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah. Yes, Jason.
I was going to ask you, will you be at Concus this year?
No, I won't. We're doing a major convention for the first time here in Dayton, Ohio, so I'm going to be a part of that.
Are you one of the organizer type people at that one?
No, I'm not an organizer. But,
are you helping out?
I'll be helping out probably.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Get to meet all the celebs and stuff.
I wish I could go to that convention, but the girlfriend and I have a really major trip in May. We're going to the UK for about a week. So
have I managed to talk you into coming to the Isle of Wight?
Well, Jason, this isn't until October, so you could be saving up your money.
Jason, are you going to on Ed's trip?
Oh, Kirby. Cool. Every time you speak, you break up. What are you doing to the kit?
What Ed's tour is this?
So this is Ed's on his. I think the website's called Dr. Britain. TheDoctorsBritain.com, and we're basically going to be in splitting our time in both Cardiff and London. So we're going to be able to get to go to the Doctor Who. One of the things is a Doctor Who experience, and I think he said a couple of the.
Is that before it closes?
We're going to see Colin. Fraser Hines.
I told
Fraser Hines on
let me know when this was going to happen, and he never did.
What? Say that again.
I told Kirby to let me know when this was going to happen because I wanted to go.
It's in May.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I would never. Are you going?
No, I can't go.
You said you'd go because because you know Ed.
No, I can't. There's no way I can afford to go. Never would have been.
You were going to let me know when it was going to happen, so that I could.
Okay. Well, I wasn't quite sure, but and since I couldn't go, sorry.
I'm just looking at DoctorWhoNews.net. There's a new image been published on the 13th of May of basically the Doctor and Noddle in the TARDIS and what's the character? Bill being hung out. Of the TARDIS door, which is rather similar to a picture that me and Alicia had done at the Doctor Who experience when it was in London. I did publish this on the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join. Yes.
Have you guys been following the pictures I've been posting?
Yes, I've seen some pictures that you've been posting, Kirby. Yes. Let's have a look at what we got here. We've got a picture
Okay, go ahead.
I've got a picture of Stephen and Fraser discussing missing episodes. I've got a picture of you holding a roll of film, which contains episode 4 of the Moonbase story.
That's standing outside the TARDIS. The DVD was pulled from.
Yes, you said that. I've also got a photograph of very splendid signed photos and pictures of you and Julia with Sophie and Fraser. I've got a picture of Sophie holding up a picture with a Blue Peter badge and herself bashing a Dalek, or a specific Dalek with the special weapons Dalek.
Fred drew that one.
It's very, very good. I've got a picture of you at lunch with some stars. And I wasn't allowed to take pictures.
Those stars had better show up pretty soon because one of them's on a panel in 10 minutes.
Oh, dear.
So.
And I must say, when I was had dinner with Matthew Waterhouse in Newcastle last year, I wasn't supposed to take the picture I had, because when I went to try and get Peter Purvis, I wasn't allowed to take it. Andy, sorry, you were going to say something?
What was that you said about not being allowed to take what?
Well, Matthew Waterhouse, who was sat next to me at dinner, so I was able to take a picture with him on my phone. But when dinner finished, I went over to Peter Purvis, who was on another table, said, can I do a picture? He said, nope. But I did get a picture with him later, I think, the official one, but there you go.
Yeah, but, I spent more money today than I ever thought I would on autographs.
Yeah, but it's well worth it, isn't it, Kirby? Not so much on the autographs. Yeah, for me, it's the photographs that I like most, with the stars.
This amazes me, because years ago, I used to work conventions on the AV crew. We'd be like Steve Roberts, Paul Venisi, Richard Molesworth. And we used to get free photographs, free autographs, no problem at all. Mm. It's about the charging now to have an autograph, a picture. I think it's awful.
I don't think it's awful.
I really do think it's awful.
No, the reason why I don't think it's awful is because obviously these celebs cost money to actually get to the conventions. And if you can get the hiring price down by charging for photos and autographs, then that's better. That means there's more chance that they can afford to get the celebrity to the convention. Well, that's fine.
Exactly. I think that's what's going on here, because last year, Colin Baker would sign anything, because basically his contract was to do whatever Ed said.
Yeah.
And here I've gotten a couple of pictures signed just as thank yous.
Yeah.
One from Sophie, one from Fraser. But for the official pictures, I had to pay for those.
I guess that's where I'm looking, is I worked so 15 years on the AV crew. I guess that was my thank you, because I worked, so, you know, I used to work like 48 hours with about 5 hours sleep. I was lucky. Perhaps my thank you is to understand where you're doing Kirby. But I do think that what, you know, what I see conventions charge for these days, and they charge on top, it's like, I'm not happy. I will be honest, I'm not happy with that.
Fair enough, but I personally, you know, if I could run a convention and I could get the you know, a way round the amount of money it costs to get guests to that convention, and that, if that meant charging a certain amount for photos, autographs, then I think it's quite acceptable to do that if that's what the guest expects in their contract and what the people attending the convention expect as well. Because like I say, when I went to Newcastle, that's what it was. Yeah, you could speak to the guests casually in the foyer or whatever, but if you wanted an autograph, you'd have to pay for it. I had the gold ticket, so I had a lot of that included in the package anyway, but I thought that was, I mean, if you look at the London event I went to a couple of years ago with Debbie, the festival, you didn't have any access there. You didn't have any access to the celebrities apart from a very exclusive a photo opportunity, which would sell out within a few minutes, you know. So obviously we were lucky to get Peter Capaldi, you know, but a lot of people went to those events and couldn't get those opportunities to meet the celebs.
I guess it was lucky because the last convention I worked at was 2003 Hammersmith. And we went again for curry, the AD crew and the stewards, and we went for curry, and we had Sylvester and Colin with us. We were at the curry house. We turned up, "Oh, it's Tom too." And there's not people are amazed, but there were so
many. Yeah.
Talk about
because they were so amazed the fact that these guys, the Colin and Sylvester, you know, we'd worked our butts off getting the convention up and running and do it all, both AV and stewards. And I think they appreciated that as well. So in a way, it was the thank you to us who worked so hard. So that's why I guess I've not paid for the convention for years because I've worked them so much. And that's what, to me, it's like a reward. I work very hard. It's my thank you. But you're quite right. If I'm going to pay as a convention goer, you are going to pay. It swings and roundabouts, isn't it, really, guys?
Yeah, it's what you want to get out of the convention at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for me, going to a convention is one, it's lovely to meet some like-minded people, the Doctor Who fans. It's likely to, for me, when I went to Newcastle, it was introducing those fans to the 20 Megabyte podcast, getting to watch these people arranging the convention, organising things. I obviously had the privilege of being allowed to have a table free of charge, which was nice. Meeting people like David Howe and Sam Stone. And, of course, then seeing people up close like Matthew Waterhouse and John Levine and Richard Franklin. That is, I mean, yeah, there was quite a lot of money, that ticket, but and it was a present for a 50th birthday. But you know, that's the sort of thing I'd be looking at if I go to a convention. And I think in a way, even though the festival, I wouldn't miss those BBC run things if I could get a chance of going to them. But for me, that sort of convention is the sort of convention I like to go to, a fairly small, intimate convention. I'm hoping
this is a very small convention.
Yeah, but
it's very nice.
Yeah.
I'm having Julia try and get Fraser or Colin Spowell one more time.
Okay.
We'll see. Well,
you
see
it's
what
a
happens.
Convention, but how much are the guests mixing with the guests with the paid attendees in general? Are they
very quite a bit? They have. We're now doing the same thing that Conkay is doing by having the separate room where all the guests are.
Yeah.
But to me, it's a lot more welcoming room.
Yeah.
You can go in and talk to them at any time, whereas the big burly guys at Conkay, they keep me, I feel intimidated by going into their room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and yes, they're all over the place. This morning I was checking out of the hotel got into the elevator, and there was Sophie, and she said hi, and we talked about. Oh, Julia just responded, nope. So it doesn't seem like we're going to have them.
Were there, can I just ask, Kirby, when you started contesting us an hour early, were all these people available then?
Yes.
Typical, isn't it?
No, you put up the message that they were getting ready to go to lunch.
Yes, but they. Here's what happened. I asked their handler to bring them in here at 15 minutes after the hour.
Yes.
Which would have worked for us.
Yes.
But they showed up at 2 minutes before the hour, said, here we are, take us now, and if you can't, we're going to lunch.
Yeah, that's what you said, that they were going to lunch.
Yeah,
so
the frustrating thing is, of course, I was going to get ready for the show 15 minutes early, for obvious reasons. So if it had been on the right hour, we would have been able to do that, but never mind. But obviously, we still wouldn't have been able to have Debbie.
Mess that up.
We are strangers.
I haven't been on in a while. I've just been really busy.
Have you? You could have been here and saved me.
Well, hopefully some of the people who are your regular listeners are at least get happy to hear my voice every once in a while.
Of course they're going to be happy to hear your voice. No, we can't hear anything.
Well, that's because nothing's happening.
Oh. sorry.
Somebody played waiting music.
Oh, yeah.
Do, 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 some do, elevator do. Music playing now or something.
I'll see what I can find for you.
So I'll be also...
Oh, sorry. I thought we'd have a pause. I do apologize. Sorry, Karen.
I'm sorry. I should have just kept quiet. I was just going to make it's a quick comment. I just let you know. I'm also going to be attending Atlanta in Atlanta, Georgia on May 5th through the 7th. And the guests there they're going to have is Colin Baker, Nicola Bryant, Camille Cordry, and Jamie Matheson are going to be there at Atlanta. And then, of course, at Conca Services, I believe it's on June 10th through the – or 9th through 11th. It's going to have Peter Davidson, Gareth David Lloyd, Nev McIntosh, and Andy Kelly Yates. Kelly Yates will be there. He does illustration for a lot of Doc 2 Titan comics.
Master?
Yes.
Master?
Yes.
I don't think we're gonna be able to have any other guests.
So even if we do this.
Do what?
Play a bit of waiting around music for a bit.
Well, no one knows where Fraser is.
Not even Fraser?
No one knows where Fraser is, and Colin is on a panel for the next 50 minutes.
Now, Kirby, you know you're not going to be able to live this down.
No, he's not going to give it down. Especially
Matthew over Conca Cerberus and how he can't get his guests to come up.
Yeah, and also he said,
you were going to get all these guests on.
Yes.
Well, they were all standing here at the door.
At the wrong time.
I can concur for that.
Well, at least we got Sophie.
This should be very interesting.
Ooh. Someone just opened a packet of crisps.
Yeah, who did that?
The school gone very quiet. I better play my music again.
Back to the music.
Oh, I think they need to do something in this room anyway.
Oh, do they? Okay, sorry. You're going to do something to the room?
Oh, there's a video. Yeah, there's a video scheduled in here. So
is there?
We're going to have to cut it off.
Oh, okay. That sounds painful.
So, sorry.
That's all you can say.
Oh, good.
Nice
I can get back
try,
to my
Kirby.
Evening of fun.
Nice try. Who's eating crisps?
No, it's not crisps, it's biscuits. And it's not me. Anyway, right. God knows what's going to happen next.
Never mind.
Is he
on a pen? Hang on a minute.
What?
Oh, gosh. Back to the waiting music.
We're organizing something. We're trying to see if we can get Fraser.
Hey!
Not this music.
you've got the audience dancing.
was not Fraser then.
Oh, wait, hang on a minute.
Yes?
You guys want to see the video, right? Boy, this is professional podcasting.
What's going on? What's that noise? Is that Andy?
What happened to the site? Oh, well, okay.
I think, can we say goodnight to Stormageddon? He's going to bed now. Night-night, Stormy.
Night-night, Stormy. Don't spit too much biscuit over him when you give him that kiss, Andy.
Good night, Stormageddon, everybody. Good night. Really enjoy tonight. He's now going to bed.
Yes, good night, Stormy.
Night-night.
Stormy. Thank you both.
Good night.
How old is Stormy, anyway?
18
months.
Oh.
Bless him.
Walking and everything, huh?
Oh, don't you believe him now? He's amazing. What he does now is unbelievable.
He's a pain in the ass.
I still say he's a pain in the ass.
Stop talking about Andy like that, Dawn.
Okay, there's no way we can get either Colin or Fraser, so never mind.
Okay.
Good night, folks.
Night.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Oh, was that it? Oh, yes, until next time, thank you for listening to the show. Sorry about everything. Goodbye.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Night, dog.
My Doctor Who podcast is an APV services production sponsored by whoone.co.uk and lavazi.co.uk. We are a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.